Welcome to this session of the Authentic Power Learning Community.
It's the fourth session of the Authentic Power Learning Community, and we've got some really wonderful things we want to talk to you about today.
Indeed. We have some actually quite foundational things to talk to you about. But you may have noticed by now that no matter how we enter the arena or the discussion of authentic power, it takes us to a broad array of topics, and any one of them is a portal, an entrance.
It's true, beloved, but our entryway today is going to be through attachment and trust in the universe. In other words, the relationship between attachment and trust in the universe. That's what we're talking about today.
So you might think, what is the relationship between being attached to something and trust in the universe? Well, first of all, what are we talking about when we say to be attached to something? I think that's intuitively clear. It means you want something to happen, and you aren't going to be satisfied if something else happens. If something else happens, you're going to be disappointed, angry, frustrated. And if what you want to have happen happens, you're going to be content, satisfied,
gleeful,
and happy.
That doesn't mean that people can't be happy about something that happens that they want to happen. It just depends on where that's coming from. So if it's coming from fear in you, then it's a different situation.
Well, actually, this brings us to the heart of what we're talking about now. An attachment is an experience of fear. It is the experience of a part of your personality that needs to have an outcome, that needs to have something the way it wants it to be so that it can feel better or safe or valuable. For example, you want to get a new job. You're attached to the outcome. You want to make more money. Or let's get one that's more interesting. Your child is ill, and you want your child to get well. Or your house is being foreclosed and you don't want this to happen. Now, if you feel painful physical sensations in the vicinity of your energy processing centers, then you know that that is an experience of fear. And whenever you have an attachment, you will feel that pain.
However, beloved, when you have an attachment, often you don't know it because you're so used to feeling it. So in other words, you're attached to not getting the food that you wanted at breakfast, and you're upset about that. You get attached to that. I wanted to have this, and they're out of it, and that's my favorite thing, and so I wanted that. And so that is an example of a frightened part of the personality that wanted something and didn't get it, and so it was really unhappy.
Now, that is a really good point, because you might be asking yourself, are Linda and Gary really saying that not getting what I want for breakfast is the same thing as not having my child recover from a serious illness? Of course not. The child is much more important to you. But we're speaking now in terms of energy. We're speaking now in terms of fear and love. We're speaking now in terms of the physical sensations that you experience in the vicinity of your energy processing centers. And when you feel pain, then you know that fear is present. So it can be the fear of not getting the breakfast that you want, or the fear that your child will not become healthy again. Both are fear, both are painful. And from an energetic point of view, they are identical. So you can say, well, wait a minute. The child is so much more important than a meal at breakfast. How can anything about them be identical? They are identical in this way. Both are opportunities for you to learn about yourself. Both are opportunities for you to become able to distinguish when fear is present in you and when love is present in you. So that means that this opportunity comes to you many, many times a day. Perhaps no one in your family is ill at this moment, but that doesn't mean that you didn't get upset because you can't find your glasses or you can't find the shoes that you wanted to wear. That doesn't mean that you don't get upset if you can't find the keys to the car. that doesn't mean that you don't get upset if you discover that you don't have the breakfast food that you wanted to prepare. All of these are experiences of attachment. And whenever you experience an attachment, remember, you are experiencing a frightened part of your personality. So you can put it this way, if you want to prepare yourself, if you want to put it this way, for those things that appear to be so much, much more important, such as if a relative or a child becomes ill, or if you yourself become ill or incapacitated, why don't you start with becoming aware of what you're feeling when you don't get the breakfast that you want, when something minor goes wrong in your life, and use your emotional awareness to discover whether you are somatically in pain or somatically in bliss. And if you are in pain, you're in fear. And if you're in fear, you're in a frightened part of your personality, and this is the point. Only frightened parts of your personality have attachments.
So, beloved, this is not so easy to do, though, in the sense that if you may not be feeling pain, because if you act on the frightened part of your personality that's attached, in other words, you're not getting what you want at breakfast, so inside you're grumbling or outside you're grumbling to other people, you're saying things that come from fear to make the people wrong at the restaurant that you're at, or to make your wife wrong because she didn't have the food that you wanted, or your husband, or someone else in the family, or they didn't fix the food the right way. They know how they should have fixed it, but they didn't do it. So these parts of you that are attached, these frightened parts, and all frightened parts are attached, by the way, all of them. So they're attached to getting what they want so that they feel better, they feel safer, they feel loved, they feel whatever they want, but they're never, never satisfied. So you may not feel that. So you are going to have to get a step back, and you're going to have to say, you need to say to yourself, I really want to look at all my attachments. I want to see how often I'm attached to things in my life. So you could just pick a day. You can take this whole time that we're on the call together. We're on this having this wonderful time together, and see, are you attached right now to something that Gary and Linda are saying? Are you attached to them saying it a different way, or you disagree? I mean, there's so many things that can happen. Or
perhaps your internet connection is not working.
Or someone comes into the room and disturbs you, and you told them not to come in. There's so many things that can happen that you can begin right now. Because if you wait until you feel the pain, you may not know that you're attached most of the time, that you're in frightened parts of your personality. So you have to become aware, okay, what am I thinking right now? Where is this thought coming from? Where is this irritation coming from? Why am I not feeling connected with my partner? Why am I not feeling connected with my child? Why am I making judgments of people who are in the restaurant? What are all those things? Those are all coming from your fear. And if you stop and you feel what's going on, you'll see you're attached. You want things to be different than they are, and you'll begin to feel pain. But that will take your commitment to being aware all the time. You're not going to just feel pain and think that's the only time you're attached is when you're in pain, because most of the time you're trying to cover it over with behaviors like judgments or anger or something else. So I'm saying use this talk that we're giving on attachment and trust in the universe. You can ask yourself, am I trusting the universe right now?
Ah, now, Linda, we've entered new territory.
Mm-hmm.
We've said that attachments are painful. For example, all anxiety is because of attachments, expectations, something that a frightened part of your personality needs to have happen or feels that it must happen in order for this part of your personality to feel safe and valuable. So, and Linda is also pointing out that as you become emotionally aware, and you apply your emotional awareness and you begin to monitor your thoughts, just notice them, you'll be able to see for yourself that whenever you're critical of yourself or you're critical of someone else or you're judgmental or you're disdainful, then you have an attachment to that person being something other or behaving in another way than they are behaving. So, what is the opposite of an attachment? Linda put her finger on it exactly. The opposite of attachment, since attachment is fear, remember, the opposite of attachment is love. The opposite of attachment is trust. Trust in what? Trust in the other person? No, you can't trust in the other person. That's why you're anxious. That's why a frightened part of your personality is anxious to start with. It is trust in the universe. Trust in the universe. Everything in the Earth School will help to bring you to this place. How does that happen? We've talked about this on every single session, and we'll continue to talk about it in every single session. It happens as you step into your life with awareness, emotional awareness. It happens as you begin to experiment with responsible choice, with making choices for which you're willing to assume responsibility. It happens as you begin to realize that you are more than a personality, that you are also a soul. It happens as you begin to recognize that what you experience always is an interaction or a circumstance that serves the balancing of energy of your soul. It means that what you experience, you have created, or another personality of your soul has created. And that whatever you choose, love or fear, will create more consequences, and you or another personality of your soul will encounter those consequences. And what will you do then? Well, you know what you'll do then. You'll make another choice. You'll either choose love or you'll choose fear. You'll react if you have an attachment that isn't met and you're not aware of it and you're not challenging that frightened part of your personality. Or you'll choose love. You'll respond. Even if you feel the attachment, even if you feel the pain of fear, the pain of powerlessness, you will instead choose to speak or to act from the most loving and healthy part of your personality that you can. And as you do this, again and again, eventually you'll find that your life is an unfolding opportunity to look at the dynamics within yourself. Dynamics that occur, whether you're looking at them or not. Dynamics that, if you're not aware of, will shape your experiences in your life. That means if you're not aware of when you have an attachment and you become angry or superior or inferior and you act on it, you will create painful consequences for yourself. And when you encounter those consequences, you encounter again another opportunity to choose anew. And if you choose the same way, you'll create the same way. And if you choose differently, you'll create differently. And we're suggesting, and we will always suggest to you, that you experiment with this, that you experiment with choosing to create with love. See the consequences that that brings into your life.
That's why we say, even at the bottom of the Authentic Power guidelines, we always tell people at the very end, if you're attached, detach from the outcome. And if you find yourself attached, start again on the guidelines so that you can go through the process of challenging the frightened parts of your personality that are attached and really detach. Because if you're detached, that means you, and we're not talking about aloof, we're not talking about that at all. We're talking about that you're fully connected, that you're feeling no separation from the person that you just moments before were attached to, the way they were acting, the way that they did things that your frightened parts didn't like. So if you're really detached, it means you're creating authentic power. It means that you're connected. It means you're open. It means that you really let go of attachment to what someone else is doing and or not doing, and you are in love again, loving, in loving energy.
So let's be clear about this. Detachment does not mean detaching from other people.
Mm-hmm.
It does not mean closing your heart, closing any part of yourself to other people. On the contrary, it means being wide open,
mm-hmm.
speaking and acting with an open heart, wide open heart. Detachment does not mean detaching from what you are feeling.
Mm-mm.
Everything you've learned about authentic power and emotional awareness is the opposite. it is a continual reminder from us and from the universe to be aware of what you are feeling, to never repress or suppress or deny an emotion, but on the contrary, to experience it as fully as you can in your body while you're aware of the thoughts that you have. And to recognize that whenever you experience pain in the vicinity of an energy processing center, you know that fear is present, and if you act on it, it will create painful consequences for yourself, painful karma. And as you notice that your thoughts are critical or judgmental of yourself or others, you know the same thing, that fear is active in you.
Well, I was thinking, Bill, that sometimes people think that they're detached from something. They think they are. And they say, I'm detached from this. But what they really mean is actually another form, a strong form of attachment, where they feel judgment, they feel separation, they feel it's a strong form of attachment to be that kind of detached, because you're trying to push the other person away, trying to become aloof, like it doesn't matter to me what happened. But really, it's denial of actually what they're feeling inside.
Take that stance in life. Let's put it this way. That stance in life is one that is taken by those people who have not yet developed the commitment and the courage to experience what they're feeling. They would rather simply say, I'm not feeling anything. I'm detached from that. Yeah, I know I wanted my son to become a doctor, and instead he's riding motorcycles or surfboards. So, okay, that's the way it is. I'm detached from that.
Kind of like a sour grapes attitude, right? Kind of.
Well, sour grapes is very similar to that. But I'm talking about what you said, aloof.
Aloof.
You might call it a stoic attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
Oh,
It doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
But we're suggesting that it does affect you. And until you experience how it affects you and challenge the parts of you that are angry or disappointed or resentful or judgmental or critical, or are in pain physically in the vicinity of your emotional energy centers, that anything you say or do will create with that energy, and you will encounter the consequences of that. So the opposite of attachment is trust in the universe. You can't be detached unless you do, in fact. If you don't trust the universe, you'll always be trying to arrange it, and that's the pursuit of external power. If you're detached from other people, if you don't care about them, if you think, well, they don't affect me, that's their problem, they've got their issues, that's not my concern. Well, we're not suggesting you be a caretaker, that you try to fix someone or make them feel better so that a frightened part of your personality will feel better. We are suggesting that you become emotionally aware, make responsible choices. And the goal of this is to be able to move through your life, not just now and then, not just when you're thinking about it, but continually to move through your life with an empowered heart, without attachment to the outcome. This means, well, what does it mean to trust the universe? Trusting the universe means putting your life in the hands of the universe. But here's the thing. It doesn't just mean, here I am, universe, take care of me. That's not taking responsibility for yourself. You need to do your job first. You need to do the best that you can. You need to set your intention. You need to put all of your energy into your intention. If you have an intention, for example, that you're passionate about, for example, creating a charity to feed hungry children, or supporting an orphanage, or doing what you can to reduce violence by social programs. Do whatever you can, not from fear, not from greed, not from powerlessness, but from the passion to contribute, and then let it go. Do everything that you can, and then take your hands off the steering wheel.
But when you're working to support the hungry, when you're working, hard to do that, are you saying at some point you just stop working?
No, you don't just stop working. But you stop trying to do the universe's job. You don't know enough to know what is the best. Or, let me put it this way. You cannot know how the universe works, much less how it should work. And when you're attached to something, you're saying, I know how the universe should be. It shouldn't be like this. I shouldn't be dying. I shouldn't be foreclosed. My house shouldn't be. I shouldn't have a sick child. I shouldn't be losing my job. Or, yes, I should have a healthy family. I should be getting the job that I want. I should have a good house, one that keeps us dry and comfortable. Or I should have one that's better than my neighbors. All of those are experiences of fear, of attachment, and they are all, as you pursue them, the pursuit of external power. So trust is the opposite of that. Trust in the universe. And in order to trust the universe, which is what Linda was bringing out, you need to keep doing the best that you can. So try this. Trust, relax, do your best, enjoy yourself. Let's look at each of those. Trust in the universe. That means trust that the universe is wise and compassionate. Well, this is a big pill to swallow if your experience has been otherwise. But your experience may be otherwise because you haven't been as aware as you are now.
Well,
because you haven't had multisensory perception.
Yeah, it's true, isn't it, beloved? Always. If I think that I can't trust, it's because I don't realize that I'm being given all these opportunities, no matter what they are in my life, so that I can grow. That is the purpose. The universe is offering me these opportunities continually.
Yes. If you have not yet begun to pay attention to your multisensory perception, now is a good time to do it. Because as you do, you will begin to see again and again that every interaction and every circumstance provides you opportunities to learn about yourself, to act and speak in love instead of to act and speak in fear. And as you do, you begin to change your life in several ways. Number one, we've already talked about, that is, you create different consequences that you yourself will encounter or another personality of your soul will encounter. Number two, we've talked about before, that's the law of attraction. You attract to yourself like energy. So if your energy is anxious and concerned, you will draw to yourself other people who are also anxious and concerned. If your energy is trusting and at home in the world, you will draw to yourself others who are trusting and at home in the world. If you cannot trust the universe, you will always be frightened of it, and you will draw to others, to yourself, others with the same experience. So the value of stepping into your life consciously is immeasurable. It allows you to become aware in your life, emotionally aware, aware of your intentions. It allows you to become the authority in your life and to decide what you're going to create and to create it consciously. Then, when you've done your best, that's the time to say, thy will be done. And it doesn't mean you stop, that you lose your concern for hungry children, or you lose your concern for the environment, or you lose your concern for the welfare of your family. It means you've done everything you can. Now, relax. You can't relax unless you trust the universe. It's impossible. And we suggest that you trust the universe and relax, and while you're relaxing, do your best. That's the way you really can do your best, when you're relaxed and when you're trusting. Otherwise, you've got second agendas. You're trying to impress people. You're trying to get things from people. You're trying to obtain what you want. You're trying to manipulate. You're trying to maneuver your way through the world. And you can navigate through the world that way. You have been most of your life. Almost all of us have. But now we're beginning to see the painful consequences of that. So then, trust, relax, do your best, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. You weren't born to live a burdensome, painful, very difficult life.
You were born
to bring into the Earth School the gifts that your soul agreed to give. And the creation of authentic power allows you to do that. And as you do that comes a meaning and a purpose and a joy You might say it's the joy that surpasseth all understanding. Now that comes straight from the New Testament, but it means joy, not happiness. Happiness you can understand. I got what I want. I'm happy. I got her. I got him. I got the job. But joy is completely independent of all of that. It's completely independent of what is happening in the world external. That surpasseth all understanding, because your intellect is not equipped to lead you to that kind of experience. As you open yourself to worldviews that are supportive and life-sustaining, like the one that we're sharing with you, that helps you. But it is your heart that will take you to these places. It is your commitment, your courage, your compassion, and your conscious communication and actions, all of the guidelines, all of the authentic power guidelines, that will take you into more and more ability to experience joy in your life, not just happiness.
Indeed, indeed. Now, I was thinking that a lot of times I'll hear people, even at events and just different places, I'll hear people talking, and they'll have a story about their childhood and how things were really bad in their childhood, and that's why they do the things that they're doing, or some incident happened in their life that they can't understand or they don't think was fair. So they are even raging against the universe in some cases. And so when someone has experienced things like that, I think the question is, how can I trust the universe when the things that have happened to me have been so painful? I think that's something that is often the case.
Well, it was in my life. I spent most of my, probably the first 40 years, shaking my fist at the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I was really enraged. That's because I was attached to a lot of things, and very few of them were coming into being. I didn't realize that the ones that were coming into being were exactly the things that I needed to bring my awareness to my interior dynamics so that I could begin to change them. And I realize now I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that these things happened to me, because I might still be shaking my fist at the universe, and you wouldn't be interested in listening to me. Do you really want to listen to people who are shaking their fist at the universe?
Mm.
Who are living in powerlessness the way I was, who are angry, who are inferior and need to please, who are superior and feel entitled, who don't really care about anyone else, who are always looking after number one. That's not the number one. That's not life, but about the minuscule perception of what is important.
Of a frightened part of the personality.
Of a frightened part of the personality.
That is perception.
And so whenever,
and what it wants.
Yes. And so whenever you feel an attachment, that's what you're experiencing. And as you create authentic power, you begin to move beyond the control of the frightened parts of your personality.
Mm-hmm.
You still feel their attachments. That's the point. You still feel their attachments. And you are now in a position not to act on them. Not to act on the pain of powerlessness. Now, while Linda's talking to you, I'm going to look up an email that we just got the other day, because I want to share this with you.
Okay, great. So I did want to say a few things, because the thing that's interesting to me is that when we talk about attachment and detachment, in other words, attachment and trust in the universe, they're completely opposite. If I'm attached to the way things are, then what happens is I continually feel I'm still continually pursuing external power. If I trust in the universe, then what I'm doing is I'm creating authentic power. So I was thinking of a woman that Gary and I met years ago when Gary was on the Oprah shows at the beginning. Her name was Thomas Ann, and her son, and we've talked about this, maybe some of you have heard this before, but her son was murdered by a young man. And it was her only son, and she was a single mother. And she was raging about that. She was really angry with this person and very attached. She could not detach from the outcome. She wanted him killed. She wanted this this man, this young man who murdered her son, killed. She wanted him the death sentence, and it was in Texas, so it could have happened. It didn't happen, but it could have happened. And she raged about him and was really angry for many, many years, and then finally she began to work with people who had been victimized by other people. In other words, families who had lost their children and lost their family members through acts of violence. And she was really, and I think through that process, she began to change herself, began to see that if she didn't let go of this attachment to having this anger, this really hatred toward this young man who killed her son, that her life would be about that all the time. And so she did meet with him, and they did have an amazing journey. It was actually filmed, and it was so beautiful to see how she had really let go of her attachment, and it allowed her to have a connection with this man who murdered her son, and actually a relationship as souls. It was really very beautiful, in a way that you would have never imagined. If you didn't know about authentic power, you'd think that's impossible for that to happen. But it's so possible for it to happen. And I've been thinking a lot about attachment for quite a while now, and I've seen how attached I am to so many things, how many frightened parts I have on a daily basis that are attached to the way Gary is, or to, you know, what happens, how our plane, if our plane is late, or whatever. There's so many times that I notice that I have attachments, and I've been doing my best to notice that, feel the pain of it, and let go of attachment to whatever it is that I'm attached to, that frightened part is attached to in the moment. And it's been quite a journey of really watching myself more and more and more closely to see, when am I attached? Is this thought coming from attachment? Am I trusting the universe right now? I keep asking myself those questions. Is this a thought that's coming from trust in the universe? Is this a thought that's coming from fear? Am I attached right now? So I keep asking myself these questions. But it's interesting because I know actually very quickly whether it is or not. But just having awareness of these questions is so, so helpful for me. It really makes a big difference in my life every day. From when I wake up in the morning to seeing what thoughts start coming into my head immediately to going through my day and seeing, oh, I wish I didn't have to go to the grocery store, to, you know, just the most mundane things that are so familiar. It's a way of taking joy away from me. These frightened parts are not interested in joy. They're interested in getting what they want. They're interested in being satisfied. So it's been quite a process for me to do this. So that's one of the reasons that we're talking to you about attachment and trust in the universe and the difference. So if you can begin to see that when you're not trusting the universe, when you have attachment, that it makes all the difference in your day, and it makes the difference in the joy that I feel, because I'm catching these thoughts, these ideas that frightened parts of my personality have before I act on them, and it's really quite remarkable what can happen. So yeah. I really support you in doing that.
Talking about how remarkable.
Yes.
The consequences of doing this can be. I finally found this email, and I want to share it with you because we just read it last night. Linda and I gave a course on the Shift Network that we concluded recently, and the Shift Network sent out a survey to all of the students who were in the course. And at the end of the survey, they said, excuse me, at the end of the survey they ask, are there any things that you would like to say or to share publicly about the course with Gary and Linda and the public? And quite a few people sent in replies, and I'm very happy to tell you they were all wonderful. But this one caught my attention, and I want to read it to you because I think you'll see what I mean. This comes from Stephanie, and she's in Pennsylvania. She says, I highly recommend this course, especially to people who are feeling hopeless, in desperate pain, or in very hard external circumstances. She's also talking about the Authentic Power online course that was part of this larger course we gave. I was one of those people. My husband left me with three small children for another woman about 8 months ago. We had no home, no money, and I thought the pain was going to kill me. I found through the Authentic Power course that I could use these experiences as opportunities to grow through my fears and challenge my prolific frightened parts, which felt as though they were just spilling out of me. But I have come through, and I learned that I am safe. The Earth School is safe, and I can choose love and trust and keep setting that intention continually. I have significantly more peace, more joy, more wholeness and acceptance from this course. Learning to create authentic power excites me and assures me that there is nowhere I could go and nothing I could experience that I can't choose love as my intention and see whatever life brings as an opportunity for me to create authentic power. That is the gift that no one can take away, the power to choose love. Thank you, Stephanie. It is such a joy to hear from you. I don't believe that Stephanie is in the APLC, but perhaps we'll send her an email and suggest that she might enjoy being in the APLC.
Indeed.
But when she talks about this, she's talking about what you're getting. She's talking about less than you're getting. She's talking about a webinar series that lasted only 7 sessions.
You mean less than you're getting from being in the Authentic Power Learning
Community?
Less than
you're being getting, yes, because you have a session. You have sessions that are ongoing, that are continual, that you can refer back to, that you can look at archives of videos that support you in so many ways and that even give you a discount on the very e-course that she's talking about. But even from what she was exposed to, her life changed. She changed her life. Well, this is more than not getting the breakfast that you wanted. And all of us have had experiences that are painful, very painful. And they are times to create authentic power. And what Linda and I are pointing out to you is that there is no time not to create authentic power, just as Stephanie reminded us. There is no time. She reminds me of those beautiful words by William James. I think I've shared with you before. He was an American psychologist who wrote in the 1890s. He was a contemporary of Sigmund Freud, who was pretty much a head guy. William James was pretty much a heart guy, even though he was a psychologist. And he wrote that when you become like this, like Stephanie, like you are becoming, you are becoming, no wind can blow that does not fill your sails. How would you like to be that way? That's what you're learning how to do. That's what we're all learning how to do. And I suspect that Stephanie still experiences painful parts of her personality because she's challenged them so strongly.
Well, that's why I really want to invite her to come to the Authentic Power Learning Community, because I feel that having the continual support and having the Authentic Power, the message board online, having our monthly, at least monthly sessions that we have, are always supportive reminders for you to be with other people that are doing the same thing as spiritual partners. That's always helpful because Stephanie's frightened parts aren't finished, aren't complete. They're going to keep coming up. And what I want to make you aware of is you may not have such a dramatic example as Stephanie at this moment, but you may someday, and you may have had in the past. But really, it's trusting the universe every moment that you can begin practicing now, so that when other things do come up that are even larger, you'll be aware. You'll continue to become aware of what it is that you need to do to support yourself in creating authentic power, to not let those frightened parts take over that are attached to everything.
It's So how many people do you know, or perhaps yourself, rather than having the commitment and the courage to experience what you're feeling? Say your spouse left you, you have young children, you have no home, you have no money, you're in intense pain. How many of you might want to anesthetize yourself to that pain? How many ways are there to do that? Look around. Maybe you've dabbled in some yourself. Alcohol, eating, sex, pornography, shopping, gambling, smoking, workaholism, perfectionism.
Pleasing people, caretaking people, judging people, on and on and on. Those are ways of frightened parts definitely anesthetize you from feeling. Because if you're acting on it, then you're not feeling it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you're acting on it, you're creating painful consequences for yourself. That is what frightened parts of the personality do.
Mm-hmm.
They pursue external power with fear. They create the consequences of fear, which they then encounter. And if they're not creating authentic power, if they're not striving for awareness in their lives, if they're not choosing responsibly, and when they encounter those consequences, they create more painful consequences because they're creating again without awareness and in fear.
I want to tell about an experience that I had of letting go of attachment. I've had many lately.
By the way, I just want to say
yes,
that is a cycle that can last and does last for lifetimes. And I'm not talking about a long, long lifetime. I'm not talking about a few long lifetimes. I'm talking about millennia of lifetimes. The Buddhists call this the wheel of suffering, or the sea of samsara. And it continues until you intervene consciously. Now you are intervening consciously as you apply emotional awareness and responsible choice. Now millions of us are able to do this and striving to do this, are drawn to doing this, because we are becoming multisensory. The Buddha didn't live in a multisensory world. The Buddha lived in a five-sensory world. The Buddha was not five-sensory.
But most people around him
nor
were.
Nor was the Christ. And there may have been many people who weren't, but almost all people were, just as was the case with us until relatively recently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, millions of us, tens of millions, are becoming multisensory. And within just a few human generations, the entire species will become multisensory, which means that these words and understanding of authentic power will be something that you are drawn to. It doesn't mean that you'll become authentically powerful. You must create authentic power yourself. With multisensory perception comes the potential of authentic power. With your expanded perception of the universe, your world, and you, comes a new ability to create a new kind of power. And our evolution as a species requires that we do, that you do, that I do. That's authentic power.
So I wanted to end with a success story of my own. So we were, Gary and I were getting ready to get on an international flight about a week ago, a little more than a week ago now. And we were in the Seattle airport, and I had all my bags with me, and I had my purse on my shoulder. And I hung up my purse and got my bags into the bathroom and had a hard time getting them in because I had too many bags. So I got out of the bathroom, got out of the bathroom stall, and I'm going, and I went to, we were going on our way to our gate, and in fact, we went all the way to our gate. We had to take a train, and it took a while to get there. We had to find out where it was, and when I got to our gate, I realized that I left my purse in the bathroom on the hook in the stall, and I knew that we didn't have much time before the flight, because we didn't have much time between the flight we had taken and the flight we were going to go on. And I wasn't even sure where the bathroom was because I'm not really familiar with the Seattle airport. So I just had this intuition to leave right then. I said, Garrett, beloved, help me with my stuff. Keep my stuff here. I'm taking off. And I, because I need to find my purse. Because my boarding pass was in there. All my stuff was in there except for my passport. That's the only thing that wasn't in there. It was in my pack. So I took off, and I just started moving. I just knew I needed to go, and I knew that I would somehow find the bathroom. I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I knew I would find it. So eventually I found the bathroom, went into the stall, and my purse wasn't hanging on the hook. So I thought, okay, I don't have my purse. I'm not sure if I can even get on this flight, and I wasn't sure if I really wanted to go to where we were going. We were going to Mexico. I didn't know if I'd want to go without my purse and all my things in it. And so I went to the desk, had people help me, and they tried to help me and all that stuff, so they did. And they did the best, but they couldn't find my purse. So in that moment, I only had, you know, maybe 10 minutes at that point. And I decided, what am I going to do? Am I going to not go on the trip because I don't have my purse? And they said they'd hold the plane for me as long as they could, and I needed to get my boarding pass. They could print out a boarding pass for me. That's what I knew. So I decided I'm going to go to Mexico, even because I did everything I could to get my purse, and I couldn't find it. So I took off and started running back to the place where our gate was and to ride the train and all that. And as I turned and started running down the hall to get to the gate on time, I heard my name, Linda Francis, go to checkpoint 5. And I knew they found my purse, but I had no idea where checkpoint 5 was. So I ran back to the desk where they'd been helping me, and they told me where it was, and I ran and caught my purse, and then I was able somehow to get to the plane on time. Gary had told the flight attendant she held the plane as long as she could, and I came running up and got on the plane. But it's really interesting to me because as soon as I let go of attachment to getting my purse or not getting my purse and deciding to do what I was going to do anyway, and when I'd done everything that I needed to do, then my purse appeared again. It was really remarkable. I wasn't upset. I just knew that I had to make a decision. And it was just amazing, you know, and I can give you many other stories, but that was one that was really, really exciting.
That's a beautiful story. It only happened about a week ago. But be aware now, if you decide you're going to let go of all of your attachments so that you'll actually get what you want, you're not letting go of your attachments. That's not what Linda's talking about.
No.
And I also say something else that I was so impressed with by Linda. Sometimes she loses something here or there. And sometimes there's, like all of us, there's a real flash of, oh my God, I lost it. Where's my purse? Where's my phone? There was none of that this time. You realize your purse was gone, and you simply told me, I don't have my purse. Stay here. I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And she left.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't detect any fear in her, just going to get her purse, even though we didn't have much time before the plane boarded and left. So
well,
I
fear came
that,
up at different points, but it kept challenging and challenging and challenging it as it came up.
So I'm complimenting you,
mm-hmm.
beloved. I was so impressed. If I had lost my wallet, for example,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd have been as calm as you, but maybe I'd have remembered to use emotional awareness and to challenge that part of me that might have felt some panic or been attached to going to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw that you weren't.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really a wonderful experience for me to be in your presence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what we have to say for now about attachment and its relationship to trust.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be trusting if you're attached.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be attached to anything if you're trusting. Maybe sometime we'll come back and we'll talk about this again in a different language. We'll talk about authentic needs and artificial needs.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll talk about the vertical path or the horizontal path. So stay tuned. We're looking forward to many more sessions with you.
Indeed.
We love supporting you in creating authentic power.
And we're going to end our live streaming now, but we're going to come on to the conference call with you and answer questions and hear your experiences and see what this has stimulated in you. So we're going to go ahead and do that now. It'll take a couple minutes. So just join us. If you're not already on the call, join us on the call now, and we're going to do the same. Bye for now. It's been really good to be on this video with you. Hello, everyone. We're back again. We're on the line with you. So we're really looking forward to hearing what you have to share, any questions that you have, especially about attachment and trust in the universe or detachment. Really curious about what you might want to ask about that. And, of course, as we're talking, be sure you press 1 on your keypad as we're talking, because if you want to share or if you have a question or about what our topic is, so please do that. That's what we're here for now, actually, to have questions and answers and sharing. So I'm just wondering if any of you would like to share about how you would benefit from detachment in some situation you're in now, or if you'd like to talk about what you're attached to, or any experiences you've recently had that have helped you to see how deep your attachments are and how different your experiences would be if you weren't attached. So I want you to be thinking about those kinds of things as you begin to share. And of course, you know, we may call on you too, because that's just something that I love to do. I love to find out how people are doing. And I'd love to know what your experiences of reading or posting on the community board have been too. So those are some of the things I've been thinking about that I'd like to talk to you about and like you to talk with us about. What I'm going to do now, I think I'm going to call on Michelle. So could you open up the... Hello, Michelle.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good to talk to you all, and thank you for all the information. I love to hear your video and your, you know, preface on all this, but it's so appropriate for me because I, you know, and now I'm thinking, geez, why haven't I called the BPLC and, you know, gone to you for support on this? So thank you for taking my call. I'm in a relationship. Just a little bit of background so you'll know why it's been an issue for me. You know, we lived together after the first year, I brought up some issues, concerns that I had, and my partner's reaction was to move out with no discussion or, you know, no response or anything. And then, you know, a month later or so, then there was communication and, you know, working way back into the relationship. That happened again a second year. We lived together, brought up things, moved out. This third time, you know, I realized I need to work on myself. I went to the Authentic Power in last July and started, you know, living, you know, the guidelines and, you know, really made some progress with myself. This my partner wants, you know, trying to work that, you know, our relationship. So, you know, I've introduced the guidelines to him. And, you know, when we first got together, you know, he did not make a good impression on my friends or my family. And, you know, he's made some changes in the meantime, and I feel are sincere. But when I have brought this up, you know, to, you know, family, you know, that, you know, we may be getting back together, you
so
know,
Michelle,
then they
Michelle,
went.
Michelle,
so,
you know what I'm
yeah.
thinking? You know what I'm
but,
thinking? I'm thinking that it's not about your family and friends. It's really about what you need to do to create authentic power. Do you see what I mean?
So I'm
about
questioning my fear. Is my fear true red flags, or is my fear you know, pleasing them or their concern.
So is your friend using the guidelines, and is he interested in creating authentic power also?
Yes, I believe so. You know, I've given him the guidelines, and I use them with him. He doesn't necessarily use the terms and, you know, and go through the, you know, the commitment, compassion, you know, conscious choice and, you know, go through, you know, so in those definitive ways he is exploring.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So what exactly is your question?
Because I do think, you know, there are some valid things. That's why I am proceeding with caution. Those are some concerns that I have as well. And, you know, I just don't know do I continue to pursue, you know, to work on this relationship, or do I just say no, you know, and I'm lost and I would like your help.
Well, first of all, I'm not going to give you advice on whether to be with this person or not. We wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that, but we would support you in creating authentic power and letting go of attachment to what happened. So in other words, it depends on what you want, Michelle, because if you want the most healthy relationships around you, the people that are most important to you, then you'll decide how you'll be, you either to be in a relationship with that person in a really close way or to have a more distant relationship. You have to really decide that yourself, because sometimes it has to do with you and what you want and how you can. If you're attached to this being with this person, then you need to look at the fear that keeps you attached to the person. Do you see what I mean?
What do you mean? Yeah, can you talk
if you're attached to being with this person, do you feel like you're attached to being with this person?
No, not necessarily, because I really feel like I'm coming for a more...
This is not all emotional. You know what I would recommend, Michelle? How about if you and he come to the journey to the soul?
Well, I'm definitely coming, and I'm working on getting him to come, too, definitely.
Why don't you have him come? Because if you're both working together on creating authentic power, then that will be a very interesting time to be with other people that are in spiritual partnership, too. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that'll be... I think that would be really exciting to see if he's willing to do that. And you know that he can get a low price now before December 15th. So I would recommend that you have him come and see if he's open to that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's exciting to see what would happen. It'll be brand new for him, and you can see what happens.
Okay.
I've
been, you know, like I said, introducing him to the Authentic Power, you know, website and the courses and such, and, you know, this is
Right, beloved, is there anything you had to say about that?
No, thank you for sharing, Michelle.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And I think that this is something that it's really has to do with your own intuition, and continuing to follow that and create authentic power, because then it becomes clear about what you want. And you'll be the only one that will know for sure what you need to do. For sure, I know that. Because creating authentic power is becoming the authority in your own life and knowing what you need to do. So thank you so much, Michelle. I really appreciate you sharing this.
Thank you.
Yes. We're going to call on Rob right now.
Hey there, guys. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Rob. How are you?
I am great. I'm really excited to be on the call today. I feel like the last 2 years of the journeys and working with you guys, I finally let go of the steering wheel of life, because I generated just tremendous pain in two areas with work not going where I wanted to do, or getting the rank or going to the places I wanted, but then also in love, like finding a loving relationship. And my first journey, I had just moved to an area where I was isolated, and I said, you know what, I'm going to trust the universe, and I let go. And you guys, with the teachings really helped me learn to let go. And I'd say, there was a year and a half or so where nothing happened, but I relaxed and I tried to remain detached. And just the greatest, the last 2 years have just been an awesome gift, because I'm now more excited about my future and work, because I'm not worried about what's next. I know that whatever is next is just going to be perfect for me. And my gut, my intuition is really telling me, like, hey, you waited it out, you've relaxed, and I have a feeling that whatever happens next, even though there's no guarantee of what's next, I'm super excited about it. And then also relationship-wise, I just relaxed out here, and I met somebody that I'm engaged to, and I'm really excited about starting a spiritual relationship with, and hopefully, go into the journey together. And so anyway, I guess my lesson was, you guys, I just love today's topic about, as Gary said, let go of the steering wheel. And it's a term I use all the time. And I feel like with the help of the program, I set my intention both in work and in romantic relationships, and everything's coming together. And now I'm more excited than ever about what's next, not because I have a destination in mind, but just because I trust going forward. And I guess it's my own, just like your success story in SeaTac Airport, I feel like letting go is just like one of the most empowering things I've ever done.
Yes, yes. Well, that's beautiful, Rob. Thanks so much for the update, too. After being at the Journey to the Soul, I'm really, really happy to hear that. Really.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Great to hear your voice. So we only have time for one more person, beloved. Stephanie, we want to call on you. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, thanks, Linda. Hi, Linda. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for calling on me.
You're welcome.
I guess I just wanted to share about my experience with detachment and where things are for me now. And I'm so glad to be on this call, because I've just had a lot of frightened parts up today, and I was really looking forward to this. And it's such a great message. And so I just wanted to share a little story about with my husband, who's been choosing to leave the marriage and my little kids. And I had a conversation with him about 2 weeks ago. And I just, it was just for me about, I felt like I was creating authentic power, because I was so committed to just feeling all the fear that comes up every time which is very, very occasional. I don't talk to him much, but when I do, all the frightened parts are active, and I just was so committed to putting my attention to love and trust. And included in that for me is what that means in this relationship is letting him be who he is, letting him choose what he wants, and not trying to manipulate or criticize or preach, tell him what's right. And so I just asked him, he was saying to me that he missed me and he wants to be friends, and I asked him to tell me to trust me, and or to tell me if he was still in the relationship with the other woman, and he said he didn't trust me, and I asked him to trust me, and so he told me yes, and that he was very much in love with her, and I felt all the jealousy and the fear and a lot of fear, and I just said to him, thank you for trusting me, and I'm not able to be friends at this point. And for me, that was like it felt like the best that I could do, in that moment to not act out any of the frightened parts and just to, I guess, respect my ability, level of closeness in the relationship, and also just to trust him. And I felt so happy afterwards that I felt that I was able to come from love and to, at least from my end, create authentic power. And so that's the best I could do.
Yes, that's beautiful. And that way you don't have to trust him. You can trust the universe.
Yeah, and it has been. And so from that, it's just been a continual letting go of, you know, trying to move forward with the divorce out of love for what he wants, and but not like anger or punishment, or but just anyway, continue to challenge the frightened parts that come up in me. Of,
yeah.
Oh, and just they're constant, but it's really good to. Anyway, I wanted to say how much I love this program of APLC, and I just feel like it. I've been involved in many, and how much I love the. I feel like it has brought awareness to frightened parts that I didn't even know were there, like superiority and just, yeah, being afraid of the world in general. And I really love your message. So, yeah, thank you.
Well, I'm so glad you're part of the community, Stephanie. It's really beautiful. I'm hoping that you're sharing on the message board, too, with everyone, because it's such... You and Rob and Michelle, all the things you've had to say are really important, and an important part of the, you know, coming together as a community and being in spiritual partnership and learning how to do that, because it's something that's new. So thank you so much. It's really beautiful to have you also share on the call today. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye. So I wanted to do something right now. I wanted to do a quick poll. I wanted to just get an idea of how many of you like the name, the Authentic Power Learning Community. If you really like that name, could you press 2 on your keyboard on your phone, just so I get an idea of how many people actually really like that name. You feel like it's a good name for our program, because we're always looking at how we can improve things. So go ahead and do that really quickly, because I have some more questions for you. Most of you really like that name. You know, this is what I was thinking about the other day. I'll tell you, I was thinking that I wondered if, you know, because we're going to start opening this up to more and more people, and I was wondering if you feel it's possible that choosing another name besides the Authentic Power Learning Community might be more inviting or more inclusive to people who are really brand new, the people who haven't come to the Journey to the Soul, people who haven't been involved reading the books or anything like that. I'm wondering if you know, just kind of open yourself and just see, do you think that it's possible that changing, you can go ahead and put down everyone's hands now. And then what I'd like you to do is raise your hand again if you think that there might be another name that we could use besides the Authentic Power Learning Community that might be more inviting or inclusive, because some people mentioned that to me one day, and I just wondered about that. So if you think that's possible, would you please raise your hand and press 2 on your keyboard again, on your phone, just so I can get an idea if there's anybody who has that thought, that there's a possibility of that. Because I don't want to be closed to anything. I want to be open to see, you know, what might be better, if there is something better. So go ahead and just do 2. So we'll do it very quickly. So it looks like probably about close to half of you think that it's possible that that having another name might be more inviting. So this is what I'm going to invite you to do. I want you to just open yourself and see, is there if there is another name or another way that we could express what we're doing in this whole program that we're doing, not just this, you know, what we're doing this morning, but everything that we're doing in the Authentic Power Learning community. There's a better way we could express that in terms of a title of it, you know, please send something to us at aplc.com. And if something comes to you that you think might be even more supportive, might be even more helpful, so send that to us between now, you know, I'd say this week. Send it to us this week and let us know, because we're just always open to different possibilities and seeing what we can do. And thank you so much. And there are a few other things that we wanted to talk about before we go into small groups. I just want to remind you to, of course, share and interact on the Spiritual Partnership Community board afterward. In fact, I recommend that you go there after this call sometime during the weekend and share some things that you've learned about yourself from being on this call with us together, and also practice using Authentic Power Guidelines, of course. And we have an assignment for you between now and our next call together on December 14th. We want you to share some of your discoveries, and in fact, on the community board, share some of your discoveries about your experiences of being attached and how they've distorted your life when you're attached, and times when you haven't been attached, and what's happened and how things have opened up for you. So those are the kinds of things that we want you to share on the message board, and when you've actually trusted the universe. So just anything in that area. And someone is going to put a topic up. You can do that, or someone else will put a topic up that relates to that. Maybe it's called attachment and versus trust in the universe, or something like that. Some topic that you'll be able to find it if you look on the message board. And and also keep your other spiritual partners updated on what you're doing, and let them know what's happening over the between now and December 14th, which will be our next call. Whether you're attached or detached, or what, you know, what you're, what's going on for you in terms of attachment and detachment, I think would be really good in trusting the universe. And remember, our next session is December 14th, and the last day for the early bird prices, the best early bird prices for the Journey to the Soul, are December 15th. So be sure you get signed up if you're not already. If you want to do that. And Gary is going to be on an Oprah show. Again, Gail may have already told you some of these things. I'm just reminding you. Watch the Oprah show with Gary tomorrow on Super Soul Sunday, November 24th. It's a special presentation of the Best of Oprah. It's called Romantic Class 102. So I don't think we've seen this one. So I'm really looking forward. Gary Zukav's Romantic Class 102. So look for that name. It'll be on at 1 p.m. Pacific and Eastern. But, of course, if you don't see it, look for it at another time.
Well, look on our website. On the home page, there'll be a channel finder and ways to help you get there.
Okay.
It's Super Soul Sunday.
And we're putting you in groups of three or four right now. So you'll be in that. Pardon? I heard someone say something, but I didn't hear what they said. Anyway,
Linda, this is Lori. Can you hear me?
Yes, Lori.
Okay. Hey, I just noticed that you gave an incorrect address to send when you were talking about people sending in their ideas. You said aplc.com.
Oh, what did I say? Say it again.
What the correct address is, aplc@seatofthesoul.com.
Hey, thank you, Lori. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's really helpful, because you're not going to get anywhere at aplc.com. So thanks so much. And in the small groups, what we're going to do is, you can introduce yourself, decide who's going to go first. We're only going to give you like 30 seconds for that. So we'll let you know when the microphones are opened up. So go ahead and open the microphones for everyone, just to really briefly introduce yourselves, just, you know, so you know who's in your group. We'll give you about 30 seconds. And who's going first, second, and third? Go ahead and do that now. Okay, everyone. Gary and I are going to be leaving the call right now, but you can stay in your group as long as you like. We suggest you continue to share more about your insights about yourself and what you've been learning in this session, or insights about how you're attached, or even stories about how you were attached, but then you began to trust in the universe, and how this awareness of being attached and learning to detach can affect your life in a healthy way. So those are the kinds of things we'd like you to share. And if for some reason you need to leave the call before you get a chance to share, go on to our online spiritual partnership board, and please share. Continue to share there. We want you to do that anyway, because you get a chance to do that. As you're free to do that, you know, you can do that whenever you can. But don't let yourself get distracted. You know, go ahead and go on the board. Pick a time during the day or a few times a week when you can read what others are sharing and share yourself. So remember that. And we'll see you next session. We'll be with you next session on December 14th. And be sure you trust the universe and enjoy yourself. Trust, relax, do your best, and enjoy yourself.
See you next time.
We're looking forward to being with you next time.
Bye.
So we're going to say goodbye now, and I'm going to ring the chime, and you just go ahead and continue on with what you're doing. So right now we're leaving. Bye.